Chapter 3. Foreign Film Festival. Strange packages arrived by mail. Padded manila envelopes contained videotapes recorded in Russia, Bulgaria, and Romania. Adoption agencies sent them to enlarge my acquaintance with children displayed in the photo listings. The first child I asked about was a pale, huge-eyed, somber boy in a Russian orphanage. 5-year-old Tomas's caption said only, "He might be Armenian." I couldn't wait for Tomas's video to arrive. When I was out of the house, I drove home feeling destiny as cool and real in my hands as the steering wheel. I returned one day to find a padded manila envelope propped beside the front door. The video began with a professionally made commercial about the adoption agency. 2 blonde, rosy-cheeked children skipped into the waiting room of an airport after their flight. They looked Austrian. They glowed with sunlit vigor, as if they'd just returned from an alpine ski vacation, and they dashed straight into the arms of the middle-aged white couple kneeling on the carpet. I understood the message. Adoption is easy and fun. Pull into the nearest airport and pick up a couple of cute blonde kids, but better make sure you've got a roof rack for their snow skis. The trailer ended, and the real footage, black and white, dimly lit, shakily handheld, began. I was stunned to see Tomas. The huge, melancholy eyes and the big, pale face sat atop a shrunken body. He did not look normal. He was awkwardly propped on a chair. I couldn't tell if he was 2 years old or 4 or 6. He was stunted. He couldn't seem to help himself to sit up straighter in his seat. He looked like a hand puppet whose painted plaster head is the most significant part. Before I could send out motherly feelers toward him, his screen time ended, and a terrified girl, nearly unbalanced by the gigantic hair bows someone had pressed upon her thin hair, stood trembling before the camera, silent in a dark office, as all the children on the video were silent and scared in the gloom. I rewound and watched again. First, the Tyrolean child actors, then the listless, unloved Russian orphans. These mini-documentaries, 1 to 3 minutes devoted to each child, ingeniously, almost brilliantly, foiled any attempt to learn something real. When I rewound a third time to Tomas,